listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
Save me for later, like a child saves chocolate kisses. Save me for later, like some flowers for a missus. Like a smoker keeps a cigarette in his pocket. Sweethearts keep photos in the locket. They say cooking is slow, brings out the flavor, darling. Save me for later. Save me for later, like an after midnight playlist. Rock me tonight, I'll give you fever, we'll make it shameless. Like a queen bee sharing all her honey, and a millionaire spending all his money. They say cooking is slow, brings out the flavor, darling. Save me for later. Whoa, oh, something put aside always seems a little sweeter, and a secret desire that gets a little stronger. Your will to resist gets weaker and weaker as you think about it longer.
If I had my way, mother. Yeah. Talk to me now. Yeah. Talk to me. Yeah. Make me feel good. What? Talk to me. He was the strongest man that ever had lived on earth. So one day while Samson was walking along, he looked on the ground and saw an old jawbone. He stretched out his arm, God knows it broke like thread. When he got to move it, then fell on one dead. Good God, if I had my way. If I had my way, I would tear this old building down. Well, old Samson in the line got intact. Samson, he jumped up on the lion back. So you'll read about this lion had killed a man with his paws. But Samson, he got his hand in the lion's jaws. He read that beast until he killed him down. And that bees made honey, that lion. If I had my way, if I had my way, if I had my way, I would tell it so. Ow! If I had my way, if I had my way, if I good God.
Closing out that set from 1960's Harlem Street Singer, we had the legendary Reverend Gary Davis with Samson and Delilah. The Reverend Gary Davis was born 125 years ago Friday, April 30th, 1896 in Lawrence, South Carolina. Blind since infancy, Davis was raised by his grandparents and was proficient on the banjo, guitar, and harmonica, learning from Greenville musicians Willie Walker, Sam Brooks, and Baby Brooks. He began playing Piedmont blues and ragtime professionally, along with Bull City Red and Blind Boy Fuller and Sonny Terry in Durham, North Carolina in the 1930s. He became a minister in 1937 and moved to New York in the 1940s. The folk and blues revival in the U.S. in the 60s revived Davis's career, and he played the Newport Folk Festival in 1968. Reverend Gary Davis released over a dozen albums in his lifetime and influenced the likes of Bob Dylan, Taj Mahal, Yorma Kalkin, and Ry Cooder. And his songs have been covered by Peter, Paul, and Mary, the Rolling Stones, Hot Tuna, the Grateful Dead, and Rory Block. He passed away in 1972 at 76. The Reverend Gary Davis was inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame in 2009. Before that, from 2011's Me and Mabel, we had Ontario's Susie Vinnick with Save Me for Later. And taking us across the top of our first hour, we had Susie Vinnick with Watch Me from her 2018 release, Shake the Love Around. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Starting off this set, the King of Chicago, Muddy Waters, passed away 38 years ago Friday, April 30th, 1983 at 68. An inaugural member of the Blues Hall of Fame, where he also has six albums and four singles inducted, Muddy Waters was also a six-time Grammy winner and a 1987 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee. He's been called the man who invented electricity, the missing link between Delta Blues and rock and roll, and the creator of Chicago blues. Like Delta legends Charlie Patton and Robert Johnson, who influenced his playing, the continuing influence of Muddy Waters is both exponential and undeniable. On Rolling Stone magazine's 100 Greatest Guitarists of All Time, he placed number 49 in 2011. On their 100 Greatest Singers of All Time, he ranked number 53. And on their 100 Greatest Artists of All Time, Muddy Waters ranked number 17. From 1972's The London Muddy Waters Sessions, featuring Steve Winwood, Mitch Mitchell, Sam Lawhorn, Rory Gallagher, and Carrie Bell, this is the one and only Muddy Waters with Young Fashioned Ways.
old-fashioned way. You know, man, I love a good woman the rest of my natural days. If my hair turning gray, you think it knows the way I feel. Yeah, you and I may be snorting the mountain, but that's far down under the hill. Right down there, right down there. Thank you.
CJSF is practicing social distancing, so this episode was produced remotely.
Closing out that set from 1960, we had the legendary Little Walter with Just Your Fool. Little Walter Jacobs was born 91 years ago Saturday, May 1st, 1930 in Marksville, Louisiana. While he may not have been the first man to amplify the harmonica, he was definitely one of them. And his swooping and searing approach and use of distortion put the harmonica to the forefront of the band like never before, changing the way every musician has approached the instrument since, just like Charlie Parker changed the saxophone and Jimi Hendrix the guitar. He joined the Muddy Waters Band in 1948, helping to make it the Chicago blues band by which all others would forever be judged. Little Walter was an inaugural member of the 1980 Blues Hall of Fame, where he also has two albums and two singles inducted, was nominated for four Blues Music Awards, and in 2008 was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in the Sideman category, making him the only musician to be inducted solely for his harmonica playing. Before that, from 1953, we had Muddy Waters featuring Little Walter on harmonica with Baby Please Don't Go, and I got that set started off with Muddy Waters and Young Fashioned Ways from 1972's The London Muddy Waters Sessions. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. It's time for our big block of blues, over 20 minutes of uninterrupted rock and blues music. For this week's big block of blues, just like last week, I'm going to do a little time traveling, this time going all the way back 50 years to 1971 to showcase some of the blues releases that year. 1971 saw the world's population increase by 2.1%, the largest increase in history. B.B. King won his first Grammy Award for R&B vocal performance male for The Thrill Is Gone. President Richard Nixon declared the U.S. war on drugs. And in Belfast, Led Zeppelin performed Stairway to Heaven live for the first time from their album 4, which would be released in November. George Harrison and Ravi Shankar put on the concert for Bangladesh at Madison Square Gardens. Intel released the world's first microprocessor, the Intel 4004. Disney World opened in Florida. The Montreux Casino burned down during Frank Zappa's concert, inspiring Deep Purple's Smoke on the Water. And Patton won 7 of the 10 Academy Awards it was nominated for, including Best Picture, Director, and Original Screenplay. George C. Scott declined his nomination for Best Actor, but won the award anyways. Starting things off from their 1971 debut, Bootleg, this is Canada's legendary Downchild Blues Band with their cover of the Junior Wells classic, Messin' with the Kid.
What's this I hear going all around town? People say, well, when they get down, yeah, baby, tell them what to do. You can call it what you want. I call it messing with the kid. Now, the kid is no child, baby, now. I don't play. I say what I mean, baby, and I mean what I say. Yeah, baby, tell them what to do.
Feeling I'm old, hell, never had.